Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast, where every day we're just doing what friends that are friends of Jesus do. And we're going to start doing that in John chapter 13 this morning, so you can turn there, the Gospel of John chapter 13, and we will be there in just a moment. But the title of the podcast this morning is That Mundane Task. That mundane task. And so the question is, when a mundane task, you know, a serving opportunity just kind of arises at work, at home, at church, whatever, this menial, kind of lowly, mundane task just rises up, are you the one that other people would expect to get up and take care of it? You got to be honest. When one of those tasks arises, are you one that other people that know you well would expect you to hop up and get your hands dirty and handle it? Because there really are two kinds of people, right? Some would say, well, yeah, I do. I get up. Someone's got to do it. So I just, you know, I get up and do it. And people know that I get up and do it. And then others would say, no, if I'm being honest, I kind of sit there because I know someone else is going to do it, or I kind of sit there until someone else does it. And this podcast is dedicated to those of us that would say, no, I'm not really known as the person that would get up and do that mundane task, that kind of lowly task. So just to be blunt, if you would say, no, I don't really get up, or I wait for someone else to get up to do it, then you probably hate manual labor. You probably hate those mundane tasks like, you know, diapers or dishes or opening the door for someone or seeing that something's heavy and going over and carrying that thing for that someone. And you know, you might even think, if we're really honest, well, yeah, because doing that's a little bit below me. You know, or we have all kinds of other justifications for why we don't do those kinds of things. And unfortunately, you've probably developed a reputation for not doing those kinds of things. And I guess here's the newsflash. I don't want to say this. You don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this. But the reasons that we have for explaining why we don't do those mundane tasks that seem to crop up, you know, all the time is actually very different from the reasons that other people actually have as to why we don't do those tasks. We're not going to talk about that anymore, but that's true. And, you know, we're about to look at a famous, one of the most famous stories about Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And honestly, well, let me just read it. John chapter 13, beginning in verse 3, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God, and he was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothes, wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that he wrapped around him. He's washing their feet, and him and Peter then have this dialogue. I'm not going to read that part. Verse 12, when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes, he returned to the table. Do you understand what I've done for you? He asked them. And then Jesus says, you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, that's what I am. Now that I, your Lord and your teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should go and do as I have done for you. And then verse 17, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you actually do them. And again, one of the most famous stories in the entire, you know, scripture. And this story, and the setting, the context of the story is about the task that nobody would have wanted to do, right? I mean, in the first century, this is the washing of people's feet before dinner, sandals or you know, being barefoot was prevalent in the ancient world, and there weren't roads, and so there was dirt and feces, and it was nasty, and people would come inside, and, you know, this was the boring task. Worse than that, it's the common task, it's the nasty task, it's the mundane of all mundane tasks, it's the lowly task, it's the person that was lowest on the org chart or the totem pole would have done. Like in a caste society in the first century, it's what the servant would do. And that is actually the point. And the problem is we've over-spiritualized this story. But it's not a story that is supposed to be spiritualized. It's not a parable. It's not an analogy. It's an action. It's a model. You know, I don't know about you, but I like to say, maybe we like to say, well, I teach, you know, I sing, I lead, I discipline, I provide, you know, whatever. I cook, I shop, you know, and I serve in those ways. But this story's making a different point. You know, Jesus could have said, you know, I teach and I heal and I multiply loaves and I provide and I serve in that way. But this story's making a different point. You see, this the point is that no task was below Jesus. Not even the mundane tasks of diapers and dishes, of lifting things, of carrying things for other people. It's serving. And guys, I might get in trouble for saying this, but guys, let's carry stuff for girls, our spouses, our daughters, those that we work with, those that we don't even know, our neighbors, strangers. You know, and honestly, I'm very happy for the feminist movement, and I think it's covered much needed ground. But I think we're in danger as we, you know, shed chauvinism, which needs to be shed, of losing chivalry. Right? We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, chauvinism's dehumanizing, but chivalry's honoring. So guys, let's carry, let's help, let's open doors for girls that are made in the image of God. And that's all girls. But see, this is a story about serving. You know, serving those that we love, serving those around us, serving our neighbors, serving our enemies. Jesus got up, he took off his outer garments, he wrapped a towel around his waist, he poured water into a basin, he began to wash his disciples' feet. This story's about the task that you just don't want to do, the task that seems to pop up at any moment, right? And you kind of hope maybe that you're not there when that task pops up. I mean, think about marriage or family or neighborhood or work or whatever. You're kind of hoping that you're not there when that mundane task pops up, because then you're going to feel like, well, maybe I should do it. But Jesus says when that task does pop up, when that task comes around, go and do likewise. Do exactly what I just did. It's that task. And when Jesus says, you know, I'm your teacher, I'm your Lord, rightly so, for that's what I am. And now I want you to go do what I have done. There's no question that Jesus is redefining leadership. He's redefining leadership around the center of serving other people. And again, I think this is one of the things that we do. We can make an argument. I mean, let me see how I want to say this. You know, maybe serving is sacrificing what you want to do something that you don't want to do. You know, many of the things that we call serving are probably more what the New Testament calls giftings, right? Serving is what John 13 is all about, that which you don't want to do, or maybe not doing what you do want to do in order to do what you don't want to do. Serving is what we don't want to do, but we do it because we love other people. And the other people know that we don't want to do it, but we're doing it because we love them. And that's why it is so powerful. And so don't confuse serving with operating in your gifting at home or at work or at church, because we might actually miss serving altogether if we do that. So Jesus says, go and do likewise. It's not a parable. It's not an analogy. It's an action. And then the story closes in verse 17. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed. Your relationships will be blessed. Your marriages will be blessed. Your families will be blessed. Your churches will be blessed. Your workplaces will be blessed when you actually do them. Now, quick note. Remember, for those of you that would say, yeah, I do get up, you know, I don't want to, but someone's got to do it, so I always get up. It's just a quick note for you. If you do those tasks, and because you do them all the time, nobody else gets up to do them, right? You may want to think about staying seated longer, even if it's hard, and letting somebody else, you know, a spouse or a child or a friend or a coworker, actually grow by needing to get up and do that task because you didn't immediately get up and do it. And of course, the ironic thing is you will grow as you stay in your seat just a little bit longer, because that's actually a hard thing for you to do. So anyway, go and do likewise. So what is that task? Who are we called to do it for? So let's grab the towel and grab the basin and go for it. And I guarantee, because this is what Jesus is saying, it will change you, it will change them, it will change the world. So today, let's serve as we walk and as we talk with Jesus. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.